Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where Senior Pastor Robert L. Fry has a great message from God's holy word. We'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God, where our motto is, a salvation experience makes you a member. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, contact the office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. Now, let's listen to Pastor Fry share a message inspired by God.
Wow. Y'all did good. And the adults were amazing this week. I got to tell you, they just... Everything was organized. Of course, they had a perfect bunch of kids to work with. And it was good to come in and see our teenagers leading, you know, the singing, the opening, and just, it just blessed your heart. And okay, kids, let's do something, okay? Put your right hand in the air. Everybody know what your right hand is? Okay. Put your left hand in the air. Everybody know where your left hand is? Okay, now put your hands together over your head. Okay, now lay them on your lap. Okay, stay that way for about 15 minutes. This is not my first Bible school program. I want to read a passage of Scripture from the book of Mark, chapter 3. And he went up on the mountain and called to him those he himself wanted. And they came to him, and he appointed the 12 that they might be with him and that he might send them out to preach and to have power to heal the sick and to cast out demons. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you bless this message. Even though it's a little different, Lord, I pray that you use it in the hearts of everyone here. In Jesus' name, amen. I've done some studying about minions. So today I thought I would talk about minions. Because you're all are one in a minion, right? You got a minion? Where's your hand supposed to be? They're little yellow guys with blue pants, right? That's what a minion is. Disney films have had minions for years. They just didn't call them that. But a minion, according to the dictionary, Oxford Dictionary, says it's a follower or an underling of a powerful person. Okay? And we remember some of those. Snow White's stepmother, she had her mirror. Captain Hook, he had Mr. Smead. Frankenstein had Igor, Dracula had Renfred, Batman had Robin, and the Green Lantern had Kato. So we're accustomed to what a minion is. Well, I want to tell you this morning, Jesus had minions. Jesus called out 12 people. Now, there were a lot of people following Jesus, but he called out 12. And those 12 were supposed to help him do what needed to be done. Those 12 would preach, those 12 would pray, those 12 would teach, those 12 would heal the sick, those 12 would get the message out about Jesus' resurrection from the dead. Those 12, when Jesus died and rose from the cross, we know that they kind of scattered, but they came back together and there was 11 of them left because Judas wasn't there anymore. But those 11 minions, the Bible said, turned the world upside down. In just a few days, there were 120 of them gathered in one room because they knew their job was to serve Jesus. And for 2,000 years, people have been proclaiming the word of Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus Christ. And it's our job as Christians to realize that God didn't just call anybody. He called those who he knew would follow him no matter what. He didn't call perfect men. He didn't call the Ivy League guys. He called some fishermen. He's still calling fishermen. He called some fishermen. He called it a tax collector. Now, back 2,000 years ago, tax collectors were not well thought of. Matter of fact, people just hated the tax collectors. Well, for 2,000 years, it's never changed. Never changed. But he called a tax collector. And all these men, their lives changed from what they were to who they were to be in Jesus Christ. And one of the things that we learned in Bible school is we are to follow Jesus. That's what God created us for. And all you parents, you liked what you saw and how enthused these kids were up here today. They were that way every night. And we have Bible school every Sunday at 9:30. And you say, but what would I do at 9:30? We have 5 adult classes that you can come to. And they're really good classes. I mean, they're led by engineers and fishermen, and I mean, just from every walk of life. We have a women's group that meets in the gym that's doing wonderful, young ladies. So I want to welcome all of you to come, and you minions, you bring your moms and dads back, because we are followers of Christ. One of the things that following Christ will do for our kids is it'll allow them to show what the right way is. The world's going to show them the wrong way. The world's going to show them what the world has to offer. And that's not good. And it destroys our kids. The church is going to show them how to have love and peace and joy. You're going to hear from this pulpit that children ought to obey their parents. You're going to hear from this pulpit that parents ought to love their children. It isn't just disciplining your child, but it's loving your child. My mom used to say, Bobby, this is going to hurt me more than you. And I thought she was not telling the truth, but she was, because of that love. Well, all through the Bible, God has used minions, and God has used people that have totally dedicated their life to serve one, and that is Jesus Christ, to have one message, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, to show the world that we have eternal life. It isn't just about this 100 years or so that we have on earth, but it is eternal life. So we have eternal values. So if we don't get something today, we don't worry about it. We go on to tomorrow. We don't get hung up. We don't get stuck. And that's what Jesus taught his disciples. And his disciples went out, and they did. They healed people. They told people about Jesus Christ. They lifted up Jesus Christ, because that's what minions do. And I want you young people, when you leave here today, to go out and be a good minion. You say, but minions don't have any power. They're just following the guy. Let me tell you some important minions that I know in history. William McKinley, my grandmother, worked for him in his home in Canton, Ohio. He was president of the United States. And no one really has heard a whole lot about William McKinley, except me and my family. But he was killed when he was president of the United States. And Teddy Roosevelt, who was a vice president, which they say has no power whatsoever, he was just a minion, just a follower, but he became president of the United States. Franklin Roosevelt, when he died in office, Harry Truman, who was vice president, who was a minion, became president of the United States. John Kennedy, when he was killed as president of the United States, Lyndon Johnson, who was a minion, became president of the United States. When Richard Nixon left office, Gerald Ford, who was a minion, became president of the United States. God has a tendency to lift us up and use us if we allow him to. But we must be in the right place at the right time in order to be used. and we must be doing the right things. And that's how God calls us out. God wants us to be attentive in school. Matter of fact, school's going to be starting real soon. How many of you have all your things ready for school? Anybody? Well, we're going to be giving away a whole lot of them here at church. We've got backpacks. We've got, when is that? Next Sunday? Next Sunday, everybody come back and you won't have to go get school supplies. We'll have all the school supplies you need for free because you're good minions and we want you to be good in school and we want you to learn. When you came to Bible school, you thought that minions were just little yellow people in blue pants. But what you found out is you're one in a million, and you can be used by God all of your life if you allow Him to. Now, some of you parents are sitting out there, and you say, but my kids, I looked up here, and they were being ornery, and they were being, and I just wasn't sad. Oh, I wish that I could have told them to, aw. My daughter was 4 years old, Bonnie. She works at Christian school in Sacramento, California. Loves the Lord. Works with their women's group in their church. She was 3 and a half, 4 years old. It was Easter Sunday. I bought her a nice dress, came down to here. Ruffles, everything. She got up front, and she was front and center, just like this. And you know what she did? They started to sing. She grabbed that dress, pulled it up over her head, and stood there. Through all the songs. I've never had her sing again. I was afraid when she turned six. But she got the real message. And I watched up here as some of these kids were singing. And I mean, how well they did. And how enthused they were. Gordon Watts, your grand, stand up here. Come here. Come here. She was singing beside me. And I looked at Michael and I said, that girl can sing. And you're smart. You're going to be a good minion, aren't you? Okay. You know, I really had a good ending for this. But I got away from my notes. But minions, even though it's a new term and they just had their first movie, but they had been in a few other movies, we've known of them throughout our entire lifetimes. Someone, I mean, remember Mr. French, some of you older folks? But God wants to use every one of our kids, and He can use them. Try to bring them to church as often as you can. If you can't bring them to Sunday school, bring them to church. Bring them to the youth programs that we have. And it'll be worth, an ounce of prevention's worth a pound of cure. And it's better to teach your kids at this age, right and wrong, than try to teach them when they're 16 and 17. Amen. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You for this week in Bible school. We thank You, Lord, that You have allowed us to be Your minions. You've allowed us to be Your followers. You've allowed us to speak and to pray and to teach. And Lord, we pray for each one of these kids that You shelter them through the school year. We know school is much more difficult than when we were in school. They have a whole other group of issues they're dealing with. But Lord, they'll learn how to navigate them because they'll learn how to pray. And that prayer may get them through past that bully, and that prayer may get them past that one teacher that picked on them a little. So, Lord, I pray that You bless them. I pray that Your Holy Spirit engulf them and be with them and around them. And for that, we'll give You the thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Robert L. Fry from Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where a salvation experience makes you a member. If you've enjoyed Pastor Fry's message today, we'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Just look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, or you'd like to receive a copy of today's message, contact the church office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. And this has been a Heritage Church of God audio outreach ministry.